RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Final hour of overtime on the Fan. Toby Altizer with you till 10 o'clock, 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do want to dive into the NFL as a whole here in a couple of minutes. But talking about things you feel best about going into next season, going into next year, number one for me is Jaden Daniels. And we were talking about this in the break, Vic. It is interesting because say you have another season that is injury-riddled, that he's not able to replicate what you saw in the second half of last season and into the playoffs, do we have a different discussion than what I just laid out, where essentially I'm saying Jaden's just laying out how great he is? Are we having a different discussion? And I think that's a really valid point, but I still saw signs this season where he still looked like Jaden. There weren't enough of them. I won't even say that he played all that well this season. There's no question about that. And injuries played a big role. But I'm curious, you think that, you know, going into next year, yes, you feel confident. But if you have another year like that, you're looking at something where it's injuries and all you're thinking about is, oh, man, can he stay healthy? And you're wondering, okay, maybe you did make the wrong decision if there's another year like this.
Oh yeah. Like, this is the honeymoon phase right now when it comes to Jaden this year. Okay, we're going to injuries and all that stuff. So be it. We'll have to all live with it. But if we have a duplicate season next season, I think the conversation for sure is different. And I think I might be off the bandwagon. I'm looking a year ahead in the future.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously we're not hoping that this is going to happen again. But if it does, it's in the back of my mind because, you know, when I look at quarterbacks like a Josh Allen, like, those fans aren't thinking, is Josh Allen going to survive today's game?
Yeah.
You know, for us fans here, every time Jaden goes out there, is he going to survive this play?
Well, so, okay, two things. How much of it is injury related versus football ability related?
Oh, it's all injury related. I have full confidence that he has the ability to go out there and be an elite quarterback. But what good is an elite quarterback if he's playing 30% of the regular season?
Sure. And I think that's completely valid. Because if you're worried about him staying healthy, I can't argue with that at all. That's completely valid. He's dealt with injuries throughout his 2 years. Some he's been able to play through. Others he's missed significant time with. And, you know, even when you look back to his rookie season, there was a stretch there where he didn't play all that well and he was dealing with the rib. Now, I'm not in the same camp that Grant and Danny are, where they're like, maybe he should have sat out. I didn't have any issue with him playing there. You're playing for something. He didn't play as well, but it wasn't something that was going to get worse. And I think it was interesting to see the difference in opinions in this year, whether he should play or not play and those sorts of discussions. I'm thankful that we're not having that, whether you agree with it or not, that him sitting out the final couple of games, I'm thankful that we're not talking about that anymore. But if it's only injury related, I don't blame you. The people that I'm curious and don't agree with are the ones that seemingly think that, oh, maybe his ability and maybe his decision-making and maybe some of those things have taken a massive step back to the point that you're going to have to start scheming around it or you're going to have to really change things. I don't fully agree with that. One thing that I think they're going to have to change majorly, Nick brought this up earlier on in the show, Nick Ackridge from PFF, and I've been advocating and saying this for a while. He's a rhythm player. He is a rhythm player. You have to get him into a rhythm. And it's not just a game-by-game thing. It's not just, okay, let him complete one or two passes, and then he'll start feeling it, and then by the fourth quarter, he's locked in. No, this is a week-by-week, build-on-it, rhythm type of player. So there's a couple of things that need to change going into next year to make sure that he's ready to go and in the best position possible so that he's able to succeed right away. You've got to actually practice at training camp. You've got to do stuff. One, your players got to be out there. Your players have to be out there. The Terry thing, not having him out there, I don't care whose side you're on. Everyone knows which side I'm on if you've listened to me at all on this radio station. I don't really care whose side you're on, but players got to be out there. For him to throw to them, work on that chemistry, they've got to be out there. And then when they are out there, you've got to play. You've got to play. You've got to do more than just two-hand touch in training camp. Not saying you have to do anything too crazy, but they've got to play. And that probably goes for the preseason. I think I've changed my opinion on the preseason. I think you've got to get them out there for some reps. I don't think it was something where they have to go crazy and start playing this guy full games, but he needs to play. He needs to play in the preseason to get in a rhythm. And if you're holding your breath every single time he's out there because you're scared of injuries, I don't blame you. But that doesn't excuse him not playing in the preseason when he's a rhythm player. I can't just, especially with the aspirations for this team, I can't just sacrifice weeks 1 and 2 and say, okay, that's my preseason. Nope. He's got to play. He's got to get out there to try and get in a rhythm. And that means building on it week after week after week. I think you saw that in his rookie season. And I think a big part of why he struggled on the field this season is the inconsistencies, whether it was players, whether it was practices, or whether it was injuries. Think about how this year has worked out for him in terms of when he has played and what he's had to deal with. You know, you go back, preseason was pretty soft, right? We've talked about that. Training camp, preseason, wasn't anything crazy. Got off to a slow start. Sunday game against the Giants. And I brought this up, too, at that point. They were hurt more by not playing in the preseason and not practicing hard in training camp in week two than they were week one. Because you had a full week leading up to week one against the Giants. 19-30, 233, a touchdown, 68 yards on the ground. He didn't look great that game. He didn't look terrible that game either. Short week into the Packers, not as good. Missed a lot of throws, 24-42, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, 17 yards on the ground. Didn't play again for almost a month. Played against the Chargers. And he looked really good in the second half of that game. But there's already a disrupt right there in terms of playing and finding a rhythm, playing week after week. Played against the Bears, played against the Cowboys, then gets hurt again, misses time. Back against Seattle, misses time after that. Back against Minnesota. And that's just injuries. You're not talking about the fact in and out of the lineup with receivers. All those sorts of things. They have to be intentional about getting him reps to get him in a rhythm and help him out. Because I think he is that kind of a player. And a big part of it is going to be health. And that's something that the team can't really control. Because, yeah, you can try to limit runs. He can get hurt in the pocket. He's going to run. Anyone that thinks you take the run game out of his game is being stupid, in my opinion. It's what gives him that extra ability. Can he get it done from the pocket? Yes. Adding in that run game gives him that superhero ability that not tons of quarterbacks have. So I have no issue with him running. But the injury report is something that you're going to always worry about probably, and that's something that I just don't think you can take away. But I do think if they want to help him be in the best position possible to succeed next year, they've got to be more intentional on how they attack training camp and the preseason to make sure he's ready to go. 800-636-1067. Real quick, the final thing that I'm feel good about going into next year, I like the O-line. I do think the O-line is going to be good. And I think they've been good this year. I feel good about that. The only other thing that I could say I feel somewhat decent about, and I wouldn't say I feel great, but I feel okay about, is running back. I like Bill. I'm curious what they're going to do with C. Rod McNichols, but I like what they've got there at running back. But that's about it. So that shows you kind of the dire situation of this roster, that there's not a lot. But I still do believe in Jaden Daniels wholeheartedly that he can be special. I want to talk about his counterpart in the draft class in 2024, Drake May. Do you care if Drake May wins MVP? 800-636-1067. The odds-on favorite to win it now with 1 week to go. Do you care if he ends up winning it? Again, 800-636-1067. Toby Altizer on Overtime on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Overtime on The Fan. Toby Altizer with you till 10 o'clock. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Leading up to the 2024 draft, Washington ended up in a spot, number two. Bears were at one. Patriots at three. You knew it was likely going to be quarterback, quarterback, quarterback at the top. And it ended up being that way. Caleb, Jaden, Drake. And I remember at the time, I really like Caleb Williams. I still think he's going to be really, really good. I think you've seen some of those traits start to show up more this season. But it came down to then Drake May or Jaden Daniels. And my take going into the draft was I wanted Drake May, but I thought either one of Jaden Daniels or Drake May was going to be really, really good. And so I was fine either direction. Team went with Jaden. Jaden won Offensive Rookie of the Year. Has had this season that was forgettable and not even all his fault, but the injuries and just has not been nearly as good. But you look at Drake May, and last year, one, I never understood the idea that he wasn't fully ready and couldn't play. Now, he did get to sit for quite a bit of last season and then got on the field and played well last year, and this year is playing at a really, really high level. But I like Drake May. I really do. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch in the league. I think he's a great leader for the Patriots. That said, I'm kind of rooting against him winning MVP, Vic. If you look at the current odds on FanDuel, Drake May is minus 340 to win MVP. Matt Stafford is plus 280. Things really shifted after last night's game for Stafford. We could compare their stats. You look at what Drake May has done this year versus what Stafford has done. Drake May hasn't thrown nearly as many touchdowns, but he has obviously a lot more rushing yards. And I think you look at the numbers, and aside from touchdowns, they're fairly similar. You look at Matt Stafford has 42 touchdowns. I think it's only 30 for Drake May. So he's been really, really good. And I think at this point, he's likely to win it. But I'm curious if maybe this is just me selfishly understanding what I do for a living versus what other people might feel. I am not looking forward to the discussion that is inevitable that people will have if Drake May wins MVP. I am not looking forward to it. I don't want to have that discussion. It's a valid one, I guess. But I've seen Jaden have the best rookie season of all time. And Drake May answers it with an MVP season. Doesn't mean you got it wrong. Doesn't mean that Jaden can't come back in a couple of years and win MVP himself. And I'm also curious to see how Drake does in the postseason. Not to say that he can't get it done, but some of the things that I was just talking about with Jaden that give me hope for him in the future is what he was able to do in the stretch run of last year where he was the entire offense and into the playoffs where, again, he was basically the entire offense, but he was also incredibly clutch. I'm just curious to see how Drake May does. But do you root against him not winning MVP because of this? 800-636-1067. What do you think, Vic?
I'm not rooting. Honestly, I don't care if he wins it or not. That's just me. What I'm looking forward to is what he does in the postseason. I mean, what Jaden Daniels did in the postseason, when he was tremendous against Tampa Bay and Detroit, two quality wins. If Drake May lays a dud, you know, after what could be a first round bye and then playing in the divisional round and they don't do anything, I would feel a little bit better about myself and say, well, Jaden has two playoff wins, Drake May doesn't.
So are you saying
I care more about how many playoff wins does Drake May has over MVPs?
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Look at Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
All these MVPs or potential MVPs, and what has Baltimore done in the postseason with Lamar?
Yeah.
Not really much.
Yeah.
So Drake May does pretty much similar numbers that Lamar has. Does it really matter?
Yeah. No, it's a good point. I think it's true. I mean, if you look at where they're at, if he doesn't win a playoff game or doesn't go on a little bit of a run, and it'll be tough in that AFC, depending upon where they finish. But you still feel good about Jaden. And the reason that I just don't want to have that discussion is I just think it's a bit of a waste of time to have that discussion to break it all down. I think the correct answer is, should they have taken Drake May or Jaden Daniel? The answer is yes. I think that's the way that I'm going to play it out. Whichever one of the guys that they took would have been the correct decision. And obviously, they pick the guy that fits exactly what Cliff Kingsbury is going to do, and they've made it work. But, you know, I think you can look at some of the talking points of this with Drake May potentially winning MVP, and at this point, you could say likely winning MVP. Oh, he's played a bad schedule and this and that. You can throw some of those things back at the Commanders last year. But like Vic said, so many people pointed to what Washington did last year and were like, yeah, it's a weak schedule, this and that. It wasn't weak when they went to Tampa and the wild card round. It wasn't weak when they went to Detroit in the divisional round. Like, those two wins alone make up for whatever you want to discuss last year's schedule was. Lackluster defenses or not very good opponents and a 12-5 record against nobody. I don't care.
They weren't even favored against those two teams.
No.
Right? On the road?
No.
No, they weren't favored.
Going on the road, getting it done against those teams. So, to me, even if Drake does go on a run, great. It's still kind of just picking whichever one, quarterback, whatever kind of style you want. They're different quarterbacks, but they can do different things. And I don't have an issue. I love Drake May. I love watching him. Doesn't mean I want him over Jaden Daniels. And he might win MVP. I selfishly just don't want him to win MVP, so I don't have to have the dumb discussion the next couple of months about which one should they have taken. And I can promise you this. If I'm hosting, or at least if I'm solo hosting, I'm not having that dumb discussion. I'm not. Even if he wins MVP, I'm not having that stupid discussion. Edwin is in Laurel. Edwin, what's up?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
I completely agree with you. I feel like this whole year there's just been this, or for most of the year, there's been this Drake May propaganda going on pretty much. And for me, yeah, he's had a good season, but I don't think this is a sign of him he's going to be a great quarterback, or that he's even going to be a better quarterback than Jaden. I feel like the schedule's been weak. feel like the division itself is weak, you know, and even the best team, the class of the division, the Bills, it's a fraudulent team, really. I mean, they showed that several times this year. Well, last year we had, you know, we had an easier schedule, but we were in a tough division. And I think when he gets to playoffs, he will show that, you know, that would be the first real tough team that he's going to, and, you know, a team that's going to be focused and prepared for him. I think how he performs in the playoffs will really be the test of how good a quarterback he is. I think he might win the MVP this year because, I mean, if you listen to sports media and everything, it's like there's almost this energy to hand it to him that's been going on for like 6-7 weeks, you know, by now already. So that wouldn't be a sign. Anyway, it wouldn't be a sign of anything to me as far as I'm concerned. Even people trying to say, oh, he's better than Caleb Williams, which is nonsense. I mean, he hasn't showed. Caleb Williams still shows better, like a high level of ability than Drake May has, if you ask me, you know. So it's just what's in the air right now, basically. You know, I don't think it means anything.
Appreciate the phone call, Edwin. Yeah, I mean, you look at that draft class, and you look at the quarterbacks in that draft class now, we're starting to get a more understanding on some of the other guys, but, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with either Jaden or Drake May. Caleb is looking like he's going to be a good player in this league. Is he going to be in the same level as Drake and Jaden? Maybe not. Bo Nix fits perfectly with what Sean Payton is trying to do. J.J. McCarthy, we don't know yet. Jury's still out. Early returns aren't great.
Unless he's playing the Commanders' defense of 2025.
Correct. And he's not facing them very often because they're very bad. They're very bad. There aren't people on that caliber. Michael Penix, we'll still see. I saw him make some really nice throws. I've seen him struggle. He's now coming off a third ACL tear. But at least four of those guys you feel pretty good about.
Unless Penix is also playing the Commanders' defense.
Yes.
Which we saw earlier.
And so it turns out to be one of those things where the correct answer on a lot of these things, like, did they draft the right quarterback? Yes. Could they have drafted another quarterback? Yes, as well. Like, there's Jaden had the best rookie season of all time, and I have all the confidence he's going to bounce back next year. Drake May developed and was spectacular in his second season, is likely going to win MVP. That's awesome. I think I will be rooting against the Patriots though, in the playoffs, to your point, just to feel better about myself. But even so, it's not because I don't like Drake May and I'm somehow...
I've seen enough the Patriots dynasty. I've already seen enough New England Patriots winning playoff games in my lifetime to where I'll be rooting against them, not because of Drake May, just because it's the Patriots.
Yeah.
They've had their time to shine.
And I don't think it's anything for me, like it's an insecurity about, oh, we drafted the wrong guy. No. I'm not worried about that at all. That's more so, maybe even so than the discussions that might be had that'll be frustrating. I don't feel any insecurity. And I think some people will. Mm-hmm. They'll look at it and say, oh, man, did we mess up? And who knows? Maybe it does show that down the line. I don't think so, though. I do not think so.
I mean, can both teams win? Can it just be like, you know what?
Correct.
That's a win for the Patriots, a win for the Commanders.
Correct.
It works for both sides. What if you were to flip it? You know, what if Drake May wasn't good with the Commanders and Jane Daniels wasn't good with the Patriots? We could be talking about two quarterbacks who are busts.
Nailed it. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do you care if Drake May wins MVP? Also want to talk about the NFL playoffs as a whole. What and who are you going to be rooting for in the playoffs? Again, 800-636-1067. It's overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Toby Altizer with you, 800-636-1067. If you would like to hop in, what will you be rooting for in the playoffs, or who will you be rooting for in the playoffs? It got routine, Vic, to have a playoff team that you cheer for sometimes and not your own, because Washington was not in the playoffs very frequently. Unfortunately, last year spoiled me and made me think, oh, I really don't care what goes on around the NFL. My team's in it. Not this year.
It's back to the status quo right now.
It's back to usual where I'm looking around the NFL like, all right, which team am I going to be cheering
for?
Got to
cheer for somebody.
What storyline am I going to care about? And it's not as fun. It's not as fun to be doing that. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. What or who are you being cheering for in the NFL playoffs? So first things first, I want to get your thoughts, Vic. There's two games that are consequential in Week 18 that are win-or-go-home type games. And I'm curious to see which of these two teams or which of the games, how you want them to play out. We'll start with Steelers-Ravens. Who do you want to win? Who do you want to be in? Who do you want to be out? And also, this Lamar thing with Baltimore is wild. Because if they don't make the playoffs and this whole thing is going on, do we see some serious changes versus... what if Baltimore wins and then they win a playoff game or two and it's just, all right, whatever. That was a annoying little turbulence, but we're back to normal.
This is going to be an awesome game to watch, by the way. Like, must-see television, because Aaron Rodgers, it could be his last game in the NFL.
His last game.
And I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, and I would hate to see it end in the regular season and not him at least making one last magical run. But I'm also, you know, the Ravens are my second team. You know, I'm not claiming them as my first team, but I mean, I do like the Ravens as well. So I would root for them because Derrick Henry is amazing to watch.
That's true. And how many more years does Derrick Henry have?
And I love watching that guy run the football. Just hand it to Henry 100 times if you can.
Yeah, and don't do this stupid running back rotation.
Yeah.
Put him on the field, please.
Yeah. So I'm actually rooting for both Aaron Rodgers and Derrick Henry. So whoever wins that game, rooting for Aaron Rodgers or the Ravens, Derrick Henry.
So it's a win-win / lose-lose.
Correct. Yes.
So you'll just be enjoying that game. That should be a good one. The other one, less interesting, no local ties for anybody in the area. Panthers-Buccaneers. The interesting part about this one is Tampa could win and it still might not matter. If Tampa wins and then Atlanta wins, all three of the Panthers, Buccaneers, and Falcons would finish 8-9. And because of tiebreakers, the Panthers would win the division.
And they would host a playoff game, right?
Yes.
With a below 500 record?
Yes.
Which needs to be fixed immediately?
No, I don't mind that.
Needs to be fixed.
Nope, no problem.
I guess I'll root for Carolina.
Because I like Bryce Young.
Because it's just new blood, I guess you could say.
I don't think Bryce Young is that good, but I enjoy watching him play football. He has a unique way of playing the quarterback position because he's as tall as I am. He's a small guy, very, very small. And Dave Canales has done a heck of a job there. I don't know what the heck has happened to Tampa. They have fallen apart. Like, they're playing like one of the worst teams in football over their last 7 or 8 games. It is bad. Carolina sometimes plays good football, sometimes plays atrocious football. I'm intrigued by this one. I would like to see Carolina in. I think they're an interesting team where no one's going to pick them to win whoever they play. Right now, they'd be slated to play the Niners, and there's almost no chance, you feel like, that the Niners would lose to the Panthers in Carolina.
It is the Niners. Could be the Seahawks.
I think it could be the Niners or the Seahawks. maybe even the Rams. I'm not sure how that tiebreaker works, but they'd face the 5 seed.
So I'm looking at this. It looks like Seahawks at Carolina or Tampa. And we already saw Seattle in Carolina, and Seattle, you know, did what they were supposed to do in the second half.
Well, and Seattle's the 1 seed right now, so they would have the bye week. But if they were to lose against San Fran on Saturday, I believe that game is, then that would flip, and Seattle would go to the 5 seed, and San Francisco would win the division and go to the 1 seed. Regardless, that'll be an interesting matchup. You could get the Buccaneers, who are playing garbage football and as the 4 seed, winning the division with a losing record, or you could get Carolina winning at 9-8, or even with the loss and the Falcons win at 8-9. And Carolina, no one still thinks they're good. No one thinks they're good. So it's going to be interesting. But looking at teams that I actually care about going into the playoffs, it's such an interesting year. So if we just start in the NFC, I don't know what to make of Philadelphia. Watching them play against Washington a couple of weeks ago gave me the takeaway that they're still not very good. Even though they won that game, they're just still not very impressive. Yet, if they just hand the ball to Saquon and stop being idiots with the way they run their offense, and it seems like Philly has this drama always going on up there, but then they just win football games, it wouldn't shock me at all if we wake up and they're in the NFC Championship game or they're somehow in the Super Bowl again.
They're similar to Baltimore. Just give the ball to Derrick Henry, let him do his thing. Just give the ball to Saquon and let him do his thing, and the Eagles should be fine.
And if they block, like, I'll be rooting against Philly, but yes, wouldn't shock me if they go on some sort of run. I think Seattle is spectacular. I still don't trust Sam Darnold until he shows me, and I might not trust Sam Darnold until I might never trust Sam Darnold.
I mean, he kind of choked when it mattered last year with the Vikings.
But he came up big in a game earlier this year. But still, I got to see it in a must-win situation in the playoffs. I got to see it.
He hasn't done it.
The Seahawks defense, though, is nasty. Chicago, I can't stand Ben Johnson. I love watching his offense. I cannot stand Ben Johnson.
But you know what? Chicago's going to give you cardiac games.
Yes.
I mean, if you want a game that's going to come down to the wire,
it'll be close.
I mean, you may want to root for Chicago just for entertainment purposes.
San Fran is good. They are not as efficient on the ground, even though Christian McCaffrey had a heck of a game the last time out against Chicago. But if they can get that ground game going to go along with, obviously, a spectacular passing attack, they could be tough to get out. The Rams might be the best team in the division, and they looked very mediocre last night. They might be the best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in the NFL. They looked mediocre last night, but I think if they're clicking, Devontae's back out on the field, their defense is nasty. I really like what they could do in the playoffs. Matt Stafford could win MVP, probably going to finish second to Drake May, but he's playing at a really, really high level, maybe the best football of his career, even including that Super Bowl season. And then Green Bay. I don't even know what to make of Green Bay. When Jordan Love is healthy and when he's playing well, he can play as good as just about any quarterback in the league. But that's a big if, because sometimes he plays like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. And I don't know what to make of them. Their defense looked like it was going to be world beaters earlier in the year, and then they decided that they couldn't tackle Derrick Henry last week. I don't know what they are. So it's one of those teams that could go on a run, especially the way it currently is constructed. They would go to Soldier Field to take on the Bears in the wild card rounds.
You know what they are? They're wild cards.
They are wild cards.
Literal wild cards where you don't know what you're going to get.
They are wild cards.
Which is why the Rams-Eagles game is so intriguing. Like, which Rams team are you going to get? Which Eagles team are you going to get? I mean, that can go to a high-scoring game, to a low-scoring game. You don't know.
I know football isn't quite like how baseball used to be, where it was like the NL and the AL, and you care about what your league does versus the other league. I don't really care about that, NFC, AFC-wise. But generally, I would say I'm more familiar with the NFC team, so I care more about the NFC. Not that I don't care about the AFC, but I'm more dialed in and kind of understand. I think I'm more dialed into the AFC this year. I want to talk about them next to wrap things up and tell you who I'll be rooting for in the playoffs, but the AFC playoff picture is nasty. We'll break it all down next. What and who are you rooting for in the playoffs coming up? Just, it's crazy that we're already week 18. It's like two things. It's crazy that we're already to the final week of the season, and for Washington's sake, I wish this season was over about 7 weeks ago.
I wish it was over after the Bears game.
Right? Like, I wish that, you know, I want more football, but I could have gone without about the last 8 weeks of Commanders football. I could have lived without it.
Yeah.
I'm
absolutely
good.
Yep.
But I'm excited about these playoffs. Like I was saying before the break, NFC, usually you're a little more familiar, play those teams a little bit more, you understand them. I am so excited to watch these AFC playoff games. So this is currently how it stands in the AFC. Broncos are the one seed at 13-3. New England is 13-3, the two seed. Jacksonville is 12-4, the three seed. The Steelers or the Ravens will be the four seed, depending on who wins in week 18. Houston is the five seed at 11-5. The Chargers are the six seed at 11-5. And the Bills are the seven seed at 11-5. Who would want to play Buffalo in the wild card round? Who would want to play Josh Allen right away? There's a chance it could be Drake May and crew have to face Buffalo in the first round, and that's already been a heck of a matchup the two times they played this year. But what I'm most excited about is I think we might see a little old-school NFL football in this playoffs, and that I think the defenses might win the day. I'm rooting for Josh Allen because if Josh Allen can't win it this year, when there's no Mahomes, there's potentially no Lamar, there's no Joe Burrow, then maybe he's just going to get the Jim Kelly treatment. Maybe he's just going to go full Dan Marino and be an incredible all-time great that just doesn't win one because he's had a tough time overcoming some of those other guys. But the defenses in this playoffs, on the NFC side, Seattle is disgusting defensively. We've seen the Rams be good defensively. The Niners can be good. The Eagles have turned it on of late. But on the AFC side, Denver is unbelievable on the defensive side of the football. And the team that is sneaky good, their offense is really going to be the X factor whether they go or not. Houston's defense is unreal. I love watching how they play. They've got guys that fly around to the football. They can get after you. Will Anderson is still not talked about enough as one of the better pass rushers in the league. Could Houston go on a little bit of a run? Because these defenses can rule the day. That's what I'm intrigued by. No one's given Jacksonville a chance. No one talks about them. They're 12-4. Saw a stat earlier in the week or over the weekend that Liam Cohen is the first-time head coach. Emphasis on first time because we saw a couple of guys do it. But first-time head coach that has won 12 games in his first season. We saw DQ and Mike Vrabel do it the last 2 years, but they're second-time head coaches. Liam Cohen, first-time head coach to win 12 games. And Trevor Lawrence is playing a lot better. A lot of people had started to kind of write him off. I'm so excited for these playoffs. I'll be rooting for Josh Allen. That'll be my number one. I want to see him go on a run. I'm excited to watch them play in Week 18. They're playing the final game at their home stadium. They're bringing back the old look with the red helmet, with the blue jersey, the old school Bills look.
I love that jersey.
Yeah, it's going to look so good.
I think of the Washington Redskins winning the Super Bowl with the Bills wearing those jerseys.
In 91.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that. But I can't wait to see how this thing plays out because it's going to be a different dynamic. We're used to watching the AFC and we're talking about, oh, okay, Pat Mahomes versus Lamar versus Burrow versus Josh Allen. And it's not that this year. The quarterbacks you're going to see in the playoffs are Bo Nix and Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, potentially Aaron Rodgers over Lamar, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. Not to say that you know the other guys that I mentioned there aren't guys that can do it. Obviously, Drake May could win MVP, but we're used to seeing the juggernauts that are the same over and over, and we're not seeing that this year.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers. We'll see. It depends.
Well, and Aaron, I never know what to make of him. His offenses are so up and down. But I can tell you one thing. I'll be rooting for Josh Allen, and there's going to be some teams that I'm rooting against. The Philadelphia Eagles are at the top of that list.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they lose in embarrassing fashion in the wild card round. I hope they're ousted right away. And the second, sorry, Grant, I need Ben Johnson gone immediately. I need him out of the playoffs as quickly as possible. Two things with that. I have plenty of family that lives in the Wisconsin area. I just got back from Wisconsin and visiting with family. The Bears still suck. I can't stand the Bears. I need them to lose for that reason. Secondly, screw Ben Johnson. He's a fantastic coach. He's done a heck of a job there. He's turned around their whole franchise. Caleb's playing at a really, really high level. I'm done.
I just need Jane Daniels to have more career playoff wins than Caleb Williams and Drake May.
Yes.
I need to have that card to hold over those two quarterbacks.
And just those two guys, right? Because they're drafted. Like, what about Bo Nix? Does it matter?
Bo Nix, no. Bo Nix can win the Super Bowl. I'll be fine. I will have no thought about
it. He's just competing against Caleb Williams yes. and Drake May. I can fully understand that.
Have the time of your life, Bo.
I can fully understand that. But I'm excited for these playoffs. I think it's going to be fun because it's a little bit different than what we're used to. We kind of got to a point where it was the Arrowhead Invitational for the AFC Championship game, and the Super Bowl was going to have Patrick Mahomes, and it was basically who's going to face off with the Chiefs and can they get it done this year. And it's going to be totally different this year because for the NFC, I don't think the Eagles are going to go. They might. It wouldn't surprise me if they did, but...
But they could also be the Kansas City Chiefs of a few years ago where, oh, this is the year someone knocks off the Chiefs and then they find a way. This is the year the Chiefs will get, nope, they find a way. Okay, this is the year the Eagles should be, okay, the Eagles will find a way.
If you had to pick someone right now to win the Super Bowl, who are you picking?
Oh, man. I'm going to go, this might be Buffalo's year. I'm going to go the Buffalo Bills.
I just can't believe that they're getting it done, and Josh Allen is throwing to dudes named Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah.
I've never heard that guy. How are they getting it done?
Sometimes teams find ways to win championships when they least expect it on years that they shouldn't be doing it, just like the Caps did it, just like the Nats did it. Maybe this is the Bills, the year that you don't expect them to win it.
They're sixth in Super Bowl odds at 10-1. I'm going to go with the second leader in the clubhouse. I still think they're the best team in the league. You get healthy Devontae back. Give me the LA Rams.
Okay.
I think they're going to roll. That defense is nasty. People aren't talking enough about Jared Verse, even though he's had a bit of a down year.
Just beat the Eagles. That's all I ask.
That's all I ask. Please beat the Eagles. Knock them out as soon as possible. That's going to do it for overtime. Appreciate everybody listening in. Appreciate Vic doing all the hard work behind the scenes. Thanks for listening. Overtime on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.